the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. It's Dan Latto speaking. So, welcome. I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. In this podcast, what I wanted to talk to you about was how to generate more leads for your business. Now, we talk a lot about property, obviously, because that's one of the methods that we use to create wealth through long-term property. But also, in order to actually generate the cash to actually buy the property, things like deposits or sourcing fees or solicitors and that sort of thing. Normally what we want to do is we want to have a business at the front end, something that can generate cash, and then that cash moves into property. So in this podcast, we generally cover two sort of areas. The first one is property, how to buy it, how to rent it, how to sell it, how to refurb it. But then also, just as important, is actually how to generate that cash. So normally we'd recommend you start some sort of business that will allow you to generate cash. It doesn't matter what necessarily what that business is. I prefer not to use MLM or network marketing, multi-level marketing, that sort of thing. Just one clarification, because I know a lot of people who are in network marketing, they come up to me and say, yeah, but Dan, you know, Robert Kiyosaki, the guy that wrote that book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, he said if he was to start in business again, he'd do a network marketing company. And I think the point that we actually make, that we actually miss out, is that, no, what Rich Dad Poor Dad said, Robert Kiyosaki, what he actually meant was he would start his own network marketing company. He wouldn't join a network marketing company and go around to networking events and annoy people with those piggy-shaped business cards. Those people who are in that business know exactly what I mean. But that's not what he meant at all. What he meant was he would be the guy at the top. He would generate a product, create a product that then people can go out and sell. That's actually what he meant by network marketing. But it doesn't really matter what your business is. Your business is there for one thing only, and that's to generate cash. Now, it could be that you decide not to use a business to generate cash. It could be that you start off and get a job, and then you improve the job, you get more money, and you go and get another job. And that's actually one of the paths that I took. I went from £15,000 by age 26 to £100,000 by the age of 30. Just under 100 grand I did. And I left work at the age of 30 as well, all those years ago. So for me, it was about generating income, cash. That's it. Cold hard cash. You move that cash over to property, and that's what will generate you the monthly returns on monthly cash flow by renting out that property. So let's just talk about how to generate more leads, either for your property business or for your normal business. It doesn't matter if you're a hairdresser, a dentist, a plumber, a chiropodist. It doesn't matter. This technique that I'm going to talk about will work in pretty much any business. Okay. So the technique that I want to talk to you about is leaflet drops. Now, I know a lot of people are not over keen on leaflet drops simply because it costs so much money. It can cost between £40 and £50 per 1,000 properties that each leaflet is dropped at, depending on whether you do a solo drop or a group drop. A solo drop is just where it's just your leaflet just on its own, and that can be £70, £80 a 1,000. If it's in a group drop, it can be somewhere between £30 and £50. So what we created was a method that would allow us to control the delivery of these leaflets and help us keep our costs down. And so what we created was our own leaflet distribution company. And this worked very well for me because at the time I had a lettings agency and we sold some properties as well, but our main focus was on lettings. But in addition to that, we were dropping leaflets saying, we will buy your house for cash. And we were dropping tens upon tens of thousands of leaflets, and it didn't cost us a single penny. And so the way in which we did that was we would generate, let's say, 10,000 leaflets, and then we would go around to the local hairdresser or the pizza shop or the taxi rank company, and we would say to them, look, we're dropping leaflets in your area next week. We're dropping 10,000 leaflets. Would you like us to drop yours? Now, sometimes people go, well, we'd love to, but we haven't got any leaflets. Great, we'll design the leaflets for you, and we'll charge them for that. And we'll get them printed for you, and we'll make a small markup there as well, and then we'll distribute them for you. How many leaflets would you like? And they go, 5,000, let's say. Perfect, 5,000. We work out the price. We'd make up some money on the design of the leaflets. We'd make a small amount of money on the printing of the leaflets. And then to distribute those leaflets, we'd say to them, okay, so for us to drop per 1,000 leaflets, that's going to be £40 per 1,000. £40 times 5,000 leaflets. So that would be £200. So we would take that £200 and we would give that £200 to our leaflet guy, who we would be paying £40 a 1,000. But not only would we give him the money, obviously we'll give him the money afterwards, and I'll come over how that works. We don't just give people money and off they go. So after we've given them the money and their leaflet, the hairdresser or the pizza company or the taxi rank, we'd give them their leaflets too, but we would then give them our leaflets. And so what we would say to the leaflet dropper is that you're paid £40 per 1,000 houses dropped at. So it's not £40 per 1,000 leaflets, but £40 per houses dropped at. So they might have a rucksack, which we would buy for them, and in that rucksack they would have up to four types of leaflets. Now, if you've got four types of leaflets, so you've got my business that does lettings agents, lettings agency business. We've got a leaflet that talks about we'll buy your house for cash, so that's two. And then we stick in a Chinese takeaway, let's say, and a pizza company in the same leaflet drop. Or maybe not the same food ones. Maybe a Chinese takeaway, maybe a taxi rank, because we didn't want to have competition in the same leaflet drop. Even though it's not direct competition, it's close enough. So for our leaflet guy, he would have to drop, or girl, they would have to drop four leaflets at a time. Now, obviously, leaflets are really heavy. So the way in which we would do it, if we were going to drop four, and it was quite rare, actually, that we'd do four in one go. We'd normally drop three. But if we were to do four, we'd keep an eye on the size of leaflets. You know, imagine dropping four A4-sized leaflets at every single house. That's 4,000 leaflets per day, all going out. It's very heavy. So a lot of the taxi rank firms are really good because they use a small business card size. We'd always recommend A5 or A6. And ourselves, we just dropped A6. Nice and light. It does what it needs to do. Sometimes we'd double side them. Sometimes we'd single side them. But the most important part of this for us was being able to not have to afford, not have to pay the leaflet distributor £40 per 1,000 for the next 20 days. We would use the money that we would get from the other companies that we were dropping from. And so that was really easy for us to do. Now, the hard bits in that are you have to go out and you have to go speak to hairdressers and pizza companies and taxi rank companies and so on. And you'd have to speak to those people and ask them, do you want leaflets dropping? And so we would come up with a technique of walking into a place, explaining what we were doing, and being able to walk out with some money and possibly some leaflets to go and distribute their leaflets for them. Now, the question that they would always ask, as all businesses ask when you want to do leaflet drops, and I'm sure if you've ever done a leaflet drop, you've asked this very question, is how do I know that those leaflets will get dropped? So let's cover that. So the way in which we did it was, we would say to the person, the taxi rank owner, for example, we would say, well, actually, we own a lettings agency. We're dropping your leaflets in conjunction with our leaflets. And in order for our leaflets to get dropped, we have to make sure that they're going to get dropped. So obviously it's in our best interest to make sure that that's actually going to happen. So normally that would help us overcome that particular obstacle of, well, how do I know my leaflets are going to get dropped? So how did we actually find out whether our leaflets were going to be dropped? Well, we did a number of things, really. This was going back, say, 6 or 7 years ago. So we didn't really have a lot of GPS like we do now. I mean, these days, you would just give someone an iPhone or a GPS tracker that you can buy off the internet and you'd put it into the rucksack. Or you could go on Google Earth and you could walk down the street on Google Earth and you can look at what colour the door is and you would ask them, what colour is that door? Or you would, you know, pop out a couple of times a day and go meet them, that sort of thing. So there are multiple ways in which you can cover that. The best one these days is just a GPS tracker. It's so much easier. Obviously, if you're going to give someone an iPhone or another GPS type device, you want to get something in return, like their phone maybe, just to hold on to make sure you get the iPhone back. You know, we've never had that problem of a phone disappear, but you never know. It's a strange old world. So, in order for us to make sure that they were dropping those leaflets, that's some of the mechanisms that we put in place. Now, the other thing that we liked to do was we didn't really like the leaflet droppers going out just one person at a time. We always wanted them working in a minimum of twos. So 2, 4, 6, 8, something like that. Never ones. And the reason for that, really, is one, because of safety, obviously. Two, we wanted to make sure that they were actually going to drop leaflets. And it would be very unusual to get two bad people dropping leaflets who just decided to throw the lot in the bin. And to be honest, that really doesn't work like that. Most people are good working, hard-working people who, you know, expect to get paid for doing the job, and that's what we're going to do. We never had any leaflets in the bin. Never. We checked, and we were always getting our leaflets dropped, and that was pretty cool. So there's this idea that when you're employing people who are going to drop leaflets for you, that they're these oddball-type employees that are a bit weird, and, you know, who on earth would drop a leaflet all day long for £40 a day? Well, students, for example. We had a lot of students who would want money because they're going out on the night out. It's Monday night at Cocktail Society in Leeds, or the Polybop, for those people who've ever been there. And they would just want some cash to go out with, you know. So they would work all day, and then they would get the cash once we collected the rucksack back off them after a hard day's work. And then we'd come back for some more for tomorrow. It was just easy money for them, and it was nice and easy way of doing it. And they would then introduce us to other people that can help us drop our leaflets. So the other reason why we wanted two people on a leaflet drop is that we can get feedback on the other person. So, for example, if we have two people going out and one person is stopping for a cigarette break every 2 minutes, then obviously they're not going to drop a lot of leaflets. So at the end of the day, when we went to pay the leaflet dropper and collect the backpack back, then what we would have is we would have a sheet of paper. Now, on a sheet of paper, it would be an invoice. And the invoice is from them to us. We just help them print it out. And what we would do is we would get them to sign their name and print it and put the date on it. And that would be their invoice for services rendered, i.e. dropping leaflets, that comes to us. Upon us receiving that signed invoice back, we would pay them the cash. And then that's that transaction completed. The reason why we do this as an invoice is that these people are not staff. They are not employees. They are contractors. And as such, they are self-employed and providing a service. And so as we get the invoice back from them, it means from a tax liability, because they're self-employed, that they have to manage their own tax and insurance. So we don't insure them. So if one gets bitten by a dog, it's up to them. And we make this very, very clear. So we have a contract right at the start of the leaflet, drop, that they sign, that states that they are self-employed, that this is a service being provided by contract, and that they are responsible for their tax and insurance. And what that would do is that would just protect us and my company, in case one did get bitten by a dog. But it was very serious as well, because we wanted these guys to be safe. I mean, you don't want a leaflet dropper to go out and get bitten. And so we'd give them a little bit of training as well, just on watch your fingers in those letterboxes, keep an eye out for dogs and anything else that may be a little bit, you know, are you going to get bitten, basically. And we would re-emphasise that ideally they should be having their own insurance if this is the type of work that they're doing. So it's really important, because we wanted their safety to be vital as well. Now, the other thing that you could do here is you could get them some caps, some hats with your leaflet dropping company on it, and that would hopefully generate a little bit more business for you to then drop leaflets in other people's postcodes, again, without it costing an absolute fortune. And so this leaflet strategy worked really well for us. Now, on the back of the invoice, what we would do is we would have that feedback form. So it would say, who did you go out with? And it would write their name. And we would ask them to score them, you know, were they friendly? Were they efficient? Did they have too many cigarette breaks? Whatever. Did you get on? Would you work with them again? And what that would allow us to do is build up a database of people that we would want to continue to work with later on. So speaking of databases, how do you find leaflet droppers? Well, for us, it was really easy. In fact, we had an enormous database of them. And we built that database by placing an advert on Gumtree. So it's gumtree.com. It's a UK-based classified websites, very well known, very popular. People upload lots of properties and things to it. So we would put an advert on Gumtree, and on that advert it would say, leaflet droppers required, £40 per 1,000 properties dropped at. Notice, not £40 per 1,000. Because we wanted to be absolutely sure that they knew it was £40 per 1,000 properties, not per leaflet. So we were really clear on it, because otherwise it's just wasting our time. We get people phoning up saying, oh, it's £40 a 1,000, oh, and I'm dropping 3,000 leaflets a day, great, that's £120. And so we had to be absolutely clear on the advert, because we didn't want to waste our time having to field these calls and explain to people, no, that's not right. So be really clear on your adverts on Gumtree. And in the beginning, what we did was we would have a full job description. We would also state that they had to manage their own tax and insurance, and that they were contractors, they were self-employed, flexible days, that sort of thing. And we'd put the advert out, and then what we would do is we would have a link to a web form. So instead of people just hitting reply, although some people did do that, the majority clicked on the link. They then went to an application form. And on the application form, it's got things like your name, your telephone number, your date of birth, where do you live, and what postcode area would you like to work in. We would then get them to tick a box with terms and conditions in it as well. And that terms and conditions, one of them would say that you agree that you are self-employed and that you manage your own tax and insurance. Tick. And then they would submit the form, and that form then comes into us, and it gets stored. Now, we placed that advert. Within a couple of days, we had like 30, 35 people who'd all filled in that form. After about 4 weeks, which is how long we left the advert up for, I think we had something like 230 people on a database. This is going back 5 or 6 years now, and Gumtree have tightened up. They wouldn't then let us do the form, a link to our form, so we had to do it a little bit more manually, which is a bit more difficult. But it was just about building up that database. And then the way that it would work is, as soon as they click submit on that form, we would then email them on our autoresponder a standard email that says, again, how it all works, and we detailed it, but it's £40 per 1,000 properties that you have to pay for your own tax and your own insurance and flexible job and so on. And so we would explain at several different times exactly how it works, so that there was no opportunity for misunderstanding. Really important, because our time is really valuable, as is theirs, as is yours. Okay, so they click submit. They then get an email back, which basically said, thanks for completing that form. As soon as we get a leaflet dropping job in that area, we'll be in touch. And lo and behold, we'd go out, now that we've got leaflet droppers, we would then go and find taxi ranks, pizza shops, Chinese takeaways, Indian places, hairdressers, we'd phone up plumbers out of the newspaper, and that sort of thing, in order to then generate a place where we can actually drop other people's leaflets from. Now, that's actually the hardest bit, is finding other people to drop their leaflets. There's a lot of suspicion about leaflet droppers, about them not being dropped, but we've covered that already. And it's all about you being enthusiastic, really. So when you go on that call to Mr. Plumber, you know, it's not a case of, well, you wouldn't want us to drop your leaflets, would you? You know, that's not going to help anybody. So it would be, so John the plumber, I'm calling from a leaflet company, and, oh, actually we would probably say a lettings agency, because it's less confrontational. If you're calling from a leaflet company, leaflet dropping company, it's obvious what you're wanting from them. But we would say something like, we're calling from a lettings agency, and we're looking to build up more business in the local area. And as part of us doing that, we're just about to go and drop 10,000 leaflets. Now, as part of that, would you like us to drop some of your leaflets and help you generate more customers as well? And that's a much better way of saying, I'm calling from a leaflet dropping company, and would you like us to drop your leaflets? The first way is much, much better. But you've got to work on that. There's no harm in writing a little script. I'm not a huge fan of scripts, but as a blueprint, a fuzzy blueprint, for you to know where you're supposed to be going on the script, I think it's really vital. Okay, so we've now got the leaflet droppers. We've also managed to speak to some people, and hopefully we've got some leaflets about to be dropped. I also think it's beneficial just to walk in somewhere. like the hairdresser, and just say, by the way, we're dropping leaflets next week. Would you like us to drop yours? Listen, even 1,000 leaflets is better than no leaflets. 1,000 leaflets going out means that 1,000 of your leaflets are going out. Now, it depends on the ratios, it depends on the leaflet, and it depends on the area as to how well that leaflet's going to convert. And it depends on the time of year, and it depends on the weather, and it depends on all sorts of different things, okay? But let me tell you, I would rather drop 1,000 leaflets than no leaflets. Even if it was just dropping 1,000 leaflets a week, after 52 weeks, a year, that's 52,000 leaflets you've dropped. Do you think you're going to generate some phone calls for people wanting to sell the property for cash or to sell the property quickly? Or do you think you're going to generate leads for people who might be in negative equity? Of course you are. So something is better than nothing, and it's worth just pointing that out. So that pretty much sums up how we did our leaflet drops. It was interesting to do. The time-consuming part was, obviously you have to print the leaflets. That's nice and easy. You just place an order. When the leaflets come back, you've got to have 1,000 leaflets ready. And so we'd put them into piles. So that took a little bit of time. Let me tell you how we would do that. We would count 200 leaflets. And then we would count another 200, another 200. So we count to 1,000, basically. But we'll put them into piles of 200, because if you're terrible memory, you forget what number you've got to at 567. You forget what number you're at, and then you have to start again. So that's why we did it in 200s. When we had 1,000, this is what we did. We would get the other leaflets, and we'd put them side by side with a spirit level. And we would look, is that accurate? Yeah, it's pretty much right. Listen, if we drop 950 leaflets or 1,050, I'm pretty happy with that. So that's one way of doing it. The other way of doing it was just weighing the actual 1,000 leaflets. Now, you had to do this for our leaflets, for the taxi rank leaflets, for Chinese takeaway leaflets, and so on. So what we would always do is we'd just keep 1,000 back, so that when the next batch came through, we could measure them, so we didn't have to count their 1,000 leaflets, because sometimes a leaflet might be 100 grams, might be 90 gram paperweight, it might be 80 grams per leaflet, depends on what stock the paper is on, depends on how thick that pile is. So you just got to be aware of that. If it looked like we weren't going to get any more leaflets from this particular supplier, company, we would obviously just knock those leaflets straight out and get those dropped. So that was a little bit time consuming. The hardest bit is finding companies that want their leaflets dropping. And so what we did was we had a domain name, we had an official sounding company, I'm not going to say what the company is, we had an official sounding company, we had the domain name, it pretty much said what it does on a tin, I'm a great believer in that, so it said something about dropping leaflets. We would also get caps, hats printed with our logos on about dropping leaflets, we'd get t-shirts printed so that when the people were out and it'd say crew or staff on the back, leaflet distribution on the back, so people walking up people's drives knew exactly who was walking up their drive. From a safety point of view, I felt that was really important, but also from a branding point of view, when you walk into a pizza company and you're wearing your leaflet dropping t-shirt, then it's fairly obvious what you're going to be asking for, and it makes you look a lot more credible as well. And that will help you get in a little bit more business rather than just walking in jeans and a t-shirt. Again, do you know what? The confidence is the key here. If you can walk in and confidently state what you can do for that company and what the benefits are, then you've got a much greater chance of actually getting those leaflets dropped. And pretty much that was it on our leaflet dropping strategy. On any one day, we had 233 people on our database. Theoretically, it never happened, but theoretically, we could drop 233,000 leaflets the next day if we could get everybody in. But it worked really nice. We'd just drop an email out. We've got a leaflet drop tomorrow or next week. These are the dates. These are the areas. Some people can do all of the days. Some people could do one of the days and so on. And it worked really well. What it led to was our ability to be able to go and drop 15, 20, 30,000 leaflets in a week. Nice and easy, no stress. We would put the leaflets into the backpacks. We would collect the backpacks together. We would drive to the street corner, meet the leaflet droppers, and we would give them the backpacks with the map as to where we wanted them to go. and that was a predefined route, and off we went. We would then go back later on, 5-6 o'clock, ask them how they are, maybe take a bottle of water or some Coke or something like that, just to give to them, to say thank you very much. Little things help, you know. And actually, sometimes during the really sunny days, I would phone them up and I'd just nip out and I'd take some cold bottles of drink. Because it's hard work, it's hot work and so on. So, that, you know, they really appreciated that. The only other thing I would say is carrying a backpack around is pretty tiring. And at the start of the day, it's really heavy. Luckily, that's when you've got most of your energy anyway. But obviously, if you're doing a large amount of leaflets, then what you can do is you can go and get like a shopping trolley. Not a shopping trolley from a supermarket, but like one of those that your grandma used to have. Do you remember those? It's like an upright trolley, usually a tartan blue colour. What's embarrassing is I've actually bought one of those here in Spain, which is where I'm recording this podcast for. But when we go to the local fruit market, it's like 7 kilos of oranges for 3 euros. And 7 kilos of oranges is really heavy, so we put them in our granny trolley, and that worked fine for us. But it's fine, you know. Leaflets can be heavy, so that will help. You know, if you've got a team of 4 people going out, that will actually help just to keep a lot of the leaflets in there, so they're not having to be weighed down by these heavy backpacks. And that worked very well for us as well. If you don't mind the embarrassment of walking around with an old trolley. So that in a nutshell is leaflet drops. That's how we did it. That's how we grew my business for the lettings agency. That's how we generated leads for the houses bought for cash business. And that's something that you can go out immediately and just get going. We've got one of my clients right now, and he actually drops his own leaflet and 3 other leaflets. So he's dropping 4 leaflets, so that makes £120 worth of income. He drops his own leaflet as well, so he gets that out for free, and he pays the leaflet dropper £40. So this guy's actually making more or less £80 a day for somebody else doing the work for one leaflet dropper. Now, if you think about that, if you get 3 or 4 of those people every single day in different areas, all dropping that amount of leaflets, then actually there's quite a large amount of money to be made doing this full time. And that's one of the reasons why companies set up to do this full time. But if you're a property investor and you're looking to generate leads quickly, then this is a great way of doing it. So I hope this was useful, a very informative podcast. We've got a load of stuff coming up. We've got a load of interviews coming up, which you're going to love. People in property, people in business. We're going to be asking them what their days look like, why they got started, how they got started, what they do, how they make their money, and so on. So we've got all of that to come through in the next couple of podcasts, which is really exciting for me. Hopefully it'll be really exciting for you as well. As ever, the conversation takes place on my website at www.daniellatto.co.uk. I'd love to hear back from you. And if you've got any questions, recommendations, if you've got any burning questions about how to do something, then please stick them on an email and let me know. In the meantime, we'll catch up with you at the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.